We're on Mem Zayin Omid Beis, Omar Rava. Omar Rava, Hai Tana Sover Mezonos Midaraisa. Before the Gemara said that Mezonos is a Takona Durabonon and Kineged Maisi Yodayim. And now Rava said, Lamaisa, this Tana holds that Mezonos is Duraisa. And we'll see Tosis wonders, where is the Tana? We'll see all these Tanoim hold the Mezonos is the Raisa. So Tosus wonders, where is the Tana who holds that Mezonos is the Rabbanan? But in any case, now we're going to see a slew of Tanoim that hold Mezonos is the Raisa. The Tanya, Sheira, Pasuk says, by an Amo Ivriya, Sheira Ksusa V'onasa Lo Yigra. That's what you give a regular woman, so you should give it to an Amo Ivriya too. So if you make yield, if you marry her. So those are the three things that the Torah is mechayiv a husband to give his wife, she'er, ksus, and ona. So now the Gemara explains, what are they? Yetanya, she'era elu mezonos. She'era is mezonos. V'chein hu omer v'asher ochlu she'er ami. She'er ami is the food, the sustenance of my people. So she'er is mezonos. Ksusa kemashmo, ksusa is clothing. Onasa zu ona amur b'torah. Onasa is living with her as a husband and wife. V'chein hu omer im ta'anes benosai. The word ona inui is has to do with what's it called, marital relations.
Where's amur b'torah?
Rabbi Lezer omer. What?
Where's an amur b'torah?
Not here. When's not here? It's she'era ksusa v'onasa lo yikra.
Yeah,
so share is mezonos. What?
It says
ona hamur
b'torah, meaning it's referring to a different ona.
No, that's what we'll see later on. The Gemara speaks about what ona each person has. This refers to that ona that was. Rabbi Lezer Omer Sheira. Rabbi Lezer argues, learns differently. Learns the same things, but in a different order. Sheira zu ona. Sheira is ona. The Chenu Omer, Ish shall call She'er Besorah lo Sikru v'galos Erva. She'er is connected to relations, so She'era means marital relations. Ksusa k'mashmo, Ksusa is clothing. Onasa elu mezonos, Onasa is mezonos. The Chenu Omer, Vayyancha vayarivecha, that holding back food is inui, and therefore Ona is giving food. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, She'era Ksusa, Lefum She'era Ten Ksusa. He learns the fact that it says She'er and Ksus together. We'll see what Sigmund Rashi says. He doesn't argue on the other ones, that Ona and She'er also have another meaning. We're going to learn that a Kavachomer, that if you're Chayiv to give her clothing, you surely have Chayiv to give her food and marital relations. So Tosa says from here, so everybody, all these Tanoim hold that Mezonos is Deraisa. So where is the Tana that holds not like that? In any case, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer She'er Ksusa. The fact that it compares She'er and Ksus is to teach me the following. Lefum She'er ten Ksusa. Shelo yitain lo lo shal yalda l'skein, lo lo shal skein lo yalda. Right? That you should make sure that you give her clothing according to what's fitting for her, right? That you shouldn't give clothing that be fitting to a youngster, to an old person, and the opposite also not. We'll see if Rashi explains what kind of clothing is fitting for a young person or whatever. Ksusa va'onasa. Then it also says ksus and ona. Lefum onasa ten ksusa. Also give her clothing according to the season. Don't give her new clothing in the summer and old clothing in the winter, just the opposite. Rashi. Ona hamur betorah, kan nemra onas tashmish, lakamun tznan emasi ona. Later on, the Gemara will discuss when is the ona of each person, and that is the ona that's referred to in another place. There's a special halacha for different kinds of people, right? This is the ona that the Torah spoke about in more detail other places. Okay, the fum she'era, zekein akoshala masui. It's hard for an old person to wear heavy clothing. Ve'en yichol lisbo begodim rechovim. She can't wear wide clothing. The yalda tzricha begadim rechavim misnaus b'hem. But why clothing are more attractive? So a youngster wears those kind of clothing.
According to this Tana, what's the meaning of the word she'er?
What? She'er means l'chora, what's it called, according to her, what she's able to carry, I guess. That's what he says. Right? Why is that called, what's that called, she'er? Why is that called she'er? Not sure. Be her, what she's, but really it's whatever she's able to carry. Why is that called carrying? Ona here. Why Ona means according to the times. Kurishera is what's it called, Kiru, what goes on her flesh, good. Yeah. Okay. Okay, Rashi. Chadoshim, Chamim hein, Yosem min hashchokim. New clothing are hotter than old clothing. The old clothing already are porous or whatever, and the new ones are more stiff. Okay. Tani Rav Yosef, She'er is ukiruv basar. Right? She'er also comes to tell me that not only you have to have relations, but how to have relations. Shalo yinag ba minik parsiim. Shouldn't be like the parsiim do. Shemesham shemitosem b'luvusheyim. They have relations clothed. Messiah of Rav Huna, Dom Rav Huna, Ha'omer Yefshi, Ella Aniba Bigodai, Vehi Bigda Yotzi Vinosin Ksuba. If a guy says, I can't have relations except I'm dressed, then that's grounds for divorce. We force him to divorce her if she's not interested in that, and force him to give her a ksuba. We skip the fi onasu, the fi ha'eis im chamim tzina. Give her according to the season, hot, cold, chadoshim. Okay, that we said already. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afilu ani shebi Yisrael michlal letarakama sabra hani lo. Right, it says that even an Oni B'Yisrael, you give her two flutes and whatever for the funeral. Mashma the Tanakama holds, you don't give that. Hechidami. So how's it talking? Ida Urcha, if that was the normal thing for her family, that when they bury people, they have flutes, so then why shouldn't you give it to her? My time in the Tanakama. The Omar Lo. Ida Lava Urcha, and if it's not her, what's it called, the normal procedure for her family, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Then why should you provide something that's not normal? Versus Lotzricha going to Urche Didei Velav Urcha Dida. Her family is, you know, lower status. They don't usually have flutes by their funerals. But his family is of a higher status, and they usually have flutes by the funerals. Tanakama Savaraki Aminin Ola Imo. The Eina Yoredis Imo Hanimili Michaim. Avalachar Misolo. Later on we'll learn that you always give the woman according to the higher standard. The husband has to provide her with her standard if it's higher than his family standard, or his family standard if it's higher than her family standard. Ola imo. Learn from Pasuk. So that's only when she's alive. But after death, you don't say that. And therefore, even though his family standard is to have flutes, but her family standard isn't to have flutes, therefore you don't have to give it to her, because we're talking about after death. And that halacha, that's what Tanakama holds. Rabbi Yehuda sov rafil lachar misa. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, this halacha applies whether she's alive or dead. You always give her the higher status. And therefore, if it's the custom of his family to have flutes on their status, you have to give her also, even though her family doesn't have it. Rashi. De'urcha derech benos mishpachto bekach. This is how normally you bury people in that family. My time at the Tanakama, Domer Lotzorich. Urche, Libnos Mishpach, the Wolfen King. His family's on a higher level, and that's how they bury the people in his family. Ole Imo Veni Oredes Imo, Mi Be'ulas Baal Nafkalon. We learn it from the Pasuk, Be'ulas Baal, Baliyoso Shalbao, Velo Biridoso Shalbao. She only can become better because of the status of the husband, not worse. If the husband's status is less than her normal status, he has to provide her with her family status. But if her family status isn't as great as the husband, what's it called, has to provide her with his family status. The Perek Afalpi. That's later on, the Gemara is going to learn this, this drasha. Honey mili mechaim. So Tanakama holds that's only when she's alive. You go, who omer lohanik es binah, the omer shlo lohanik. Right? Her family, what's it called, doesn't, hire, nursemaids. They do it themselves. They're not so, refined. But his family never nurses the children themselves. They hire people to do it. They get slaves to do it. What's it called, workers to do it. Right? And they pay. So, then the halacha is that the derech benos mishpachto lohanik b'nehem, velo derech mishpachto, then he has to provide her with what is normal for her, what's called normal for him, in other words, pay for somebody to do it, even though it's not normal for her family. Okay, so that's the machlokas, whether this halacha applies dafka when she's alive or even after mothers. Omer of Chizda, Omer Mar Ukva, halacha krev Yehuda. Halacha is krev Yehuda, that the bu'ulas baal applies even after death, and if it's the normal way that his family buries people, even if it's not her normal way, you have to provide her with the higher status. V'omer of Chizda, Omer Mar Ukva, mishin ishtate. Person became, what's it called, incapacitated, became crazy. So based in Yordim Lecha, and he can't support his family. So based in Yordim Lecha, so that the basin goes and they take from his property by force money to the Zonim Farnesus Ishto, they take money to support his wife, Ubonov Ubinosov, and his children, the Dover Acher. Later on the Gemara is going to discuss what a Dover, and something else also. Omer Le Ravina Lervashi. So you see that if a person, even though he never said he wants his children to be supported, his wife he has to support, but his children he doesn't have to support, still if he goes crazy we support his children from his money too. Where it says Omer le Ravina Lervashi Maishno Mehoditanya, why is that different than the following case? Mishaholach le Medina Sayan, person went away overseas and we don't hear from him and his family starving, right? The Ishto Tovas Mizonos, and the wife says, you know, I haven't heard from my husband, who knows why, he hasn't sent me any money, and we need food. Based in Yardel Nechosov, so based in goes into his bank account, the Zonim of Arnesim is Ishto, Avalobon of Nosov. You feed his wife, but you don't feed his children. The children can go get Stoka. Velo Dovaracher, and you don't give him Dovaracher. Omer Le, so he said, and there's a very big difference between the two cases. V'lo shani l'cho ben yotzi l'das, l'yotzi shalo l'das. When a person, what's it called, went, with his das, right? He went, what's it called, with his full knowledge of leaving. And he knew that he's not chayiv to support his children. He didn't tell us he wants his children supported. So we assume he doesn't want his children supported. Because if he wanted them, he would say something. But when a guy goes crazy, we don't assume what he wanted or didn't want, because he didn't say anything, he couldn't say anything. So then we support his children too. Because we figure that it's nicha for a person to support his children. But if he left and didn't tell us to support his children, then we can't assume that it's nichale, because if it would be nichale, he would have told us to do it. Vaisla, it's not so nichale. Therefore, we don't put a responsibility on him that he doesn't have, and take money to support his children, which he's not chayiv to do. Rashi. Avalo, the Dover Acher, Lekamen Mefarish. I'm going to explain what a Dover Acher is in a second. Zonim is Onos, Mefarnas in Levushuksus. Parnosa is clothing, and what's it called? The clothing, and Mezonos is food. Avalo Bonavinosav, Sheino Chayev Mezonosayim Bechayev. Because a person is not Chayev to support his children past 6 years old. Velo Shani Loch. Today it's not true. That's because the ma'isa the minig ha'olam is yet to support him. So a person's chayev mishum the minig, but the ma'isa min hadin is not chayev over 6 years old. V'lo shani loch yotzei min hamokam ledas hoya biyadu letzavos al mazonis bonav venosa. When the guy left and he still was in his wits, so if he wanted to support his children, he would have told us he wanted to support his children. So we can't assume that he wants to do something that he didn't tell us he wanted to do. The lo tziva, and since he didn't command us, gila daito sheino rotzel zonin, we have to assume that he doesn't want to support his children. Hilkach ishto de mechayiv lo b'tnai ksuba. His wife is chayiv mezonos b'tnai ksuba, right? Or minat Torah. So then ishtabed nichse. His nechosim are leaned to support to feed his wife. But bonav v'nosav lo. But his children is not chayiv. And therefore, since he was megaladas, that he's not interested in supporting them in his absence, so we can't go and take money for it. Velotzi vagila daitash, one second. But if a guy went out of his mind, the yosamin ha'olam, shalolidas, right, he's like he went away without his wits, right, he went out of his mind. If we don't have a hochacha, the opposite, we take on that a normal person wants to support his children too. But if he goes away and he doesn't tell us, then we can assume if he wanted to support his children, he would have said something. Okay. So now the Gemara says, my dover acher, what's the dover acher? That in the case where he goes away, with his full wits, that we don't give the Dover Acher, and when he goes crazy, we do give the Dover Acher. What is the Dover Acher? Rav Chisda Omar Zetachshit. We give his wife jewelry also, from this money. Not only we give her food and clothing, we give her jewelry too. Right? The normal, whatever, everyday jewelry or whatever, you go buy her, the special diamonds. But what a normal woman needs for, what's it called? In fact, it's not even jewelry, it's more like perfume. Something, whatever the accessories are that a woman needs to have a normal life. Rav Yosef Omer Tzedakah. Rav Yosef says we take Tzedakah out of his out of his money, because we assume again if he wanted to give Tzedakah he would have said something, and therefore we don't take it when he goes with his wits. When he goes out of his mind, we assume a person wants to give Tzedakah, so we take Tzedakah out of his money. Not that Rabbi Bader should come and squeeze him. I mean, what's it called? What normally people give. what normal people give, right. Rashi, Tachshit. Well, for his status. What a person of his status would give. That's why they're normal people. Okay. Tachshit. V'somim shel afkas rochel shanoshim miskashtos bohem. They used to wear some kind of, didn't put the perfume on, they had like a little bag with all kinds of perfumes in it to wear around their neck or whatever, and it was a nice tachshit, and it also smelled nice. So that wasn't from the more expensive tachshitim. Okay, but it was like a normal accessory. Man diomer, oh, so we didn't get it yet. So that's the two different possibilities. Tzedakah or tachshit. Man diomer tachshit kol shekein tzedakah. If we give her accessories, we surely take tzedakah out. Guy's more interested in giving tzedakah than he is in seeing that his wife has accessories. What?
He's going to the other person.
What? Let's see. What do you mean? No. The one who says that we give her, oh, see 1 second, because Rashi's going to say what the girsas is. Two different girsas. Man domer tzedakah v'al tachshit yavino. It's the opposite, okay. One that says that what's it called, we don't give tzedakah, but we do give a tachshit. Right? And the one who holds it, what's it called, that we give tzedakah, surely give her a tachshit too. Why? Delo nichale d'tinado. The person doesn't want his wife to what's it called, to be, nivel usually means to be, what's a good word for nivel? What?
Repulsive,
yeah, but here it's not really evil. It means she should stand out amongst other people. When everybody has these things, she doesn't have it. So she's manuvelous, like she's insulted, embarrassed, but it's not, it means more than that. But over here it's a lav davka. Rashi, see Rashi. Man diomer tachshit lo yahavinun leishto, when he goes away with his das, and he didn't mention to give her accessories. So we give her food because he's chayiv to give her food. We don't give her the accessories, right? Koshkein shein olenu lasa tzedakah minachazav. Surely we don't give tzedakah. The amas nisa kaim. It's going back on the brisa that says that we don't give. Okay. Lo nichale d'tinavel afal bishalo tziva belechto avdina. Here, even though he didn't say it, we assume that a person doesn't want his wife to be embarrassed, insulted, or whatever. The li nira. Rashi says no. I hold it goes on the other way. The one what you do give. The Omar Mishnah Shtate Yordan Sol Vizon and Lo Vid Dover Acher. The Ipcha Garsinin, Man the Omer Tzedakah Koshkein Tachshin. The one who says that you give Tzedakah, surely you give a Tachshin. And Man the Omer Tachshin, Avot Tzedakah Lo. Right, that's the, it's going back on the one you do give. But basically in the end it comes out the same thing. Hosam Hainu Taimadol Nichol Eitzin Nado. Okay, let's go on. Omer Avchia Bar Ovin, Omer Avhunda. Mishaholach Lemedina Sayan. Umesa Ishto. A guy went away, and people used to go for years. Right, even in recent history, right, before World War I or whatever, people used to go away. People used to come to America, what's it called, spend 2 years, 3 years here until he got his family over. So people, it was a normal thing, go on business, go, what's it called, running around the world and leave your family, and they basically got letters. There was so I went to Minasayan, and his wife died while he was there. So it's not just talking where he went for 2 days, you know, he comes back. Right? He's away. He can't, so he's not going to be back for the funeral. Right? He can't get the next plane. So, based in Yordin Lechos, the Kovrin also, Lefik Vodo. Based in, goes into his bank account, and buries her according to the standard of his family. Where it says Lefik Vodo, Velo Lekfi Vodo. What if her standard is higher? We bury him only according to his standard, not her standard? Mar says no. Nobody holds that, what's it called, that you get the lower standard. He can only make her higher if his standard is higher than hers, not lower than hers. Mar says, Ema atlefi kvodo. In other words, if her standard is lower and his standard is higher, you bury her according to his standard, lav davka her standard. But if her standard is higher, vadi, if I bury her according to her standard. This holds like we had before, like Rav Yehuda, that even Lachar Misa, we have this klal that you always get the higher of the two statuses, hers or his. She always improves because of him, doesn't go down because of him. Omer of Masna, Omer in Mesa, Losik Barua, Minachosot, Shomimlo. Right? If a guy says, look, if my wife dies, I don't want you to bury her from my money. Okay, so we listened to him. My shnoki omer, the nafli noch nichse kame yasmi, ki lo omer nomi, nichse kame yasmi romi. What was he said or didn't say? It's not when he, what's it called? He says that if she dies, don't bury her from my nechosim. In other words, I die first, and she dies afterwards, I don't want you to take my money and bury her after him. Okay, so what does he have to say anything? Once he dies, it's not his money anymore. It's his yorshim. They're not chayv to bury his wife. Right? It's not their mother, even. It's, what's it called? It's a second wife, whatever, a stepmother. Not machayv to bury her. So they don't have money, so he says, even if he didn't say anything, we wouldn't bury her from his money. It's not his money anymore. Right? Elo ha'omer in meis hu, losik beru min echosa. It's talking where he says like this. When I die, I don't want my heirs to bury me from my money, from my estate. I want tzedakah to bury me. I don't want my estate to be used for my burial. Right? Take it from tzedakah. Ein shomim lo. Lav kol eimenu shiyashir es bono v'yapilatz matzibur. Guy has no right to, what's it called, to take tzedakah money when his children have money to, what's it called, I want to make my children rich. No, the children are chayiv to bury their father, so they should bury from the estate, not from tzedakah. Rashi. Lefikvoda velo lekvikvoda bitmion midi de urcha velav urche milo boy lemevedla. Right, we have to do to her what's either natural for her or more than her if the husband is like that. Havade eni oredesimo. Nobody holds that she has a lower status because of him. Her status can only be better because of him. Vafil leman velesle ole imo lacher misa eni oredesisle. Even the man the Omer holds that the whole halacha that she gets a better status according to him after is only till death, but not after death. But surely after death she doesn't get a lower status because of him. Omer b'shas misa, so in meisa ishto shomim lo dekiven dehu meis b'chayeha. He's saying like this: if I should go first, I don't want my estate to be used to bury my wife. Nice guy. V'hi gove k'subaso eino chayiv l'kovra. She'll get her ksuba. Let her take her own money. Look, I gave her a nice ksuba, whatever. Let her be buried out of her own ksuba. Let her kids pay for it. I don't want my kids to pay for it. Like there's a stepmother or whatever. She has her kids. He has his kids. The ksuba, her kids will get. So let her kids get it. Not my kids shouldn't pay. Disnan Yorsheva, Yorshik Subasa, Chayamdik Vurasa. The people who Yarshin, her ksuba, her relatives, have to bury her. So Mara says, what do you have to say it for? Even if you say anything, that's what we're gonna do. Nichse Kamiyasmi, Rami Upshita then Kvuras Aleim. Why does he have to tell us that his children shouldn't bury their stepmother? Of course his children have to bury her. Even if he wouldn't say anything, they'd have to bury her. Altik Beru Minichosov Elaminatsdoka. So Mara says, no, what he said is like this. When I die, I don't want my estate used for my kvura, I want it used for tzedakah money. I want, the tzibur to pay. So that, we don't listen to him, you have no right to take from the tzibur if your children have money and they're chayiv to bury you. Okay.